Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on January 24 regarding Alvin, A-L-V-I-N, Bowens, B-O-W-E-N-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Bowens as described in my report of 12-21-20, but that pertained to injuries he sustained at work on 10-10-18. Pretty is now an 87-year-old male who describes he was injured at work again on 2-9-21. Pretty was exiting a van and slipped on the ice. Pretty, as a result, he believes he injured his left ankle, left lower leg, neck, back, and right ribs. Pretty went to Hamilton emergency room the same day. Pretty, despite this and further evaluation, he remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Pretty did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. New paragraph, additional records show he was evaluated on 10-15-20 by Dr. Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, with respect to the original injury of 10-10-18, period. As noted previously, he offered numerous diagnoses and levels of permanency to the lumbar spine, right arm, and cervical spine. Period. New paragraph, additional records show he was seen at the emergency room on 2-9-21. Pretty stated he was getting out of a car stationed on a ramp when he tripped and fell, landing on his left side. Pretty complained of left-sided chest and rib pain and pain to the left shin. Period. He underwent several x-rays and CAT scans, so to all be inserted here. Period. Past medical history was remarkable for diabetes mellitus type 2, cardiac disease, elevated cholesterol, hypertension, and prostate cancer. Period. He was diagnosed with contusions and then treated and released on ibuprofen. Period. New paragraph on 3-10-21, he was seen at Occupational Health by Dr. Rieger, R-E-G-E-R, period. He denied any interim treatment since the emergency room. Period. Alleged his pain level was 10/10. But he was in no distress. Period. This was actually a follow-up visit. Period. They enumerated his previous visits, including the first visit of 2-15-21 when he was feeling somewhat better. Period. His left leg and ankle were fine, but his left chest still hurt with laughing, coughing, and he could only sleep on his right side. Period. He followed up through 3-2-21, having started physical therapy the previous day. Period. His main pain complaint was at the left ribs. Period. On this visit of 3-10-21, he was feeling better, but still having some pains in the ankle and in his chest when getting out of bed and putting his shoes on. Period. On exam, there continued to be tenderness over the anterior medial ankle. Period. He had good range of motion of the cervical spine, and Sperling's was negative. Period. He had intact strength in the extremities. Period. His diagnoses were pain in the left ankle and joints of the foot, cervicalgia, whose condition was resolved, as well as contusion of the left front wall of the thorax. Period. He was then referred for orthopedic consultation regarding his left ankle. Period. They noted CAT scan identified evidence of asbestos-related pleural disease. Period. He was advised to follow up with his primary care physician in this regard and was given a copy of his CAT scan report. Period. He denied any further neck pain, but continued to have Pain is left anterior and medial ankle. Period. It was lack of progress. Despite time and physical therapy, he was referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. I'm not receipt of additional documentation to substantiate that he followed up in this regard. Period. I've been informed that he was seen by podiatrist Dr. Schick, S-C-H-I-C-K, on 6-11-11 and was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Lungs and torso, normal. Extremities upper, there was swelling of the right, right, and the left. Middle finger PIP joints. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Extremities lower. Inspector revealed swelling of many of his toes. Period. There was healed surgical scarring between his foot and his groin. The length of the right lower extremity. Period. This was on its medial aspect and reflects a donor bypass graft site for surgery 8 years ago. Period. Motion of the hips and knees was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness, period. Bilateral inversion was minimally reduced to 30 degrees and eversion to no more than 10 degrees, period. Bilateral plantar flexion and dorsiflexion were full without discomfort, period. The rest of that is normal, feet and ankles normal. Cervical rotation right was 50 degrees and left to 60 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all planes without discomfort. Pretty was tender at the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Paired thoracic, normal, lumbosacral. He could stand on his heels and toes. Paired, he was able to flex the lumbar spine to 70 degrees with tenderness. Paired, motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Paired, he was mildly tender to palpation about the lumbar sacral junction. Paired, supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 75 degrees. Both elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. Impressions. Alvin Bowens was injured at work on two occasions. Period. The first was on 10-10-18, after which he received treatment. That will be inserted as marked from my prior report. Period. The paragraph on 2-9-21, he again fell while at work. Period. He was seen at the emergency room the same day and underwent numerous diagnostic studies. Period. These failed to show acute osseous abnormalities. Period. He was found to have asbestos-related pleural disease, however. Period. He then followed up at occupational health for several weeks, running through 3-10-21. Period. He then was seen by Dr. Schick on 6-11-11 relative to his left ankle. Period. She discharged him at maximum medical improvement at that juncture. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be no tenderness, palpation about the torso. Period. He was in no respiratory distress. Period. There was swelling about some of the fingers and toes consistent with degenerative joint disease. Period. There was mildly reduced range of motion about both ankles consistent with the same. Period. Cervical and lumbar motion was also mildly limited. Period. He could stand on his heels and toes. Period. He complained of low back tenderness with supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 75 degrees without radicular complaints. Period. This is not clinically significant. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the neck, comma, chest, comma, or either ankle as a result of the subject event. Period. Mr. Bowens has actually been able to return to work for the insured in his usual full duty capacity. Period. And that is the end.